主，我们感谢感谢赞美你。
Oh, we love you and praise you.
你住了，自从你住在我们的里面。
Ever since you came into our hearts.
主的旧历史全脱落。
All the history is gone.
如今我们可以说，现在活着的不再是我。
Now we can proclaim that it's no longer I who lives.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Jesus Christ who lives in me.
哦，是你医治了我们驼背的病。
You have healed us of our sicknesses.
从前只望地不望天。
We used to be hunchback. We only look down. We do not look up.
今天我们可以来仰望我们的主。
But now we can look up unto our Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
实在是你为我们开了一条活路。
Because you have opened for us a new and living way.
我们把自己来献给你。
We give ourselves to you.
我们要开口来赞美你。
And we want to praise you.
我们要向人来做见证。
And we want to testify to people.
是耶稣来住在我心。
That ever since Jesus came into my heart.
我生命有何等大的改变。
My life has been greatly changed.
哦，是主怜悯了我们。
It is the mercy of the Lord has come upon us.
主，我们感谢你的救恩。
Lord, we thank you for your salvation.
感谢你的大恩典。
And thank you for your great grace, Jesus.
早晨，我们要把敬拜、荣耀都归给你。
And we give you all the worship and glory this morning.
赞美我们的主。
We praise you, Jesus.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们把时间交给洪文超弟兄。
Let's give the time to Brother Gary, who will give his testimony.
各位弟兄，各位姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
各位福音朋友们，大家好。
And dear friends, good morning.
我的名字叫做王文超。
My name is Gary Wang.
三横王，文章的文，超过的超。
G A R Y Wang.
也可以叫我 Gary.
Call me Gary, it's fine.
我是七天以前在 San Gabriel 聚会所受浸。
I was baptized 7 days ago in the church in San Gabriel.
我们全家一起受浸。
Actually, my entire family were baptized together.
所以。今天我是一个重生七天的小 baby。
Therefore, I'm a 7-day-old baby.
第一次见证。
And the first time to give church a personal testimony.
感谢主给我这个学习的机会。
I'm so thankful to the Lord for this opportunity.
大家听不懂的地方不要问我。
Don't ask me if you don't understand what I'm saying.
七天的 baby, 我也不懂。
You can't ask a question to a 7-day-old baby.
今天我的见证整个的结构是以我受浸的当天为圆心。
And the center of my testimony today will start from the day of baptism.
右边就是我获得重生的每一分钟。
And the days after that was the days I have been reborn.
左边就是负的。
And the days prior to that,
就是我过去50年在荒野中的流浪。
Are 50 years of wandering in the wilderness.
我想各位弟兄姊妹以及朋友们最想知道的就是我在受浸的时候有什么感觉。
Maybe you want to know what kind of feeling I had when I was baptized.
所以我就从受浸这个原点开始跟各位报告。
Therefore, my testimony will start from the day of baptism.
长话短说。
Make it short.
我坐在第一排。
I was sitting at the first row in that church.
叫到我的名字。
When they call my name,
王文超。
Gary Wang,
我就站了起来。
I stood up.
一步一步的走向受浸池。
Step by step, I approached the baptismal pool.
我感觉我的身体被分裂。
And I feel that my body was separated.
一个是坚强的我，勇敢的往前走。
One is the inner me that's strong and wanted to go on.
另外一个是懦弱退却的我。
Another was the weak inner man.
不想走进去。
Who was reluctant and didn't want to go through the process.
但是
But,
我一步一步的走进受浸池。
Step by step, I approached the pool.
越靠近。
The closer I became.
越坚强。
The stronger I became.
当我踏进受浸池的第一步。
And when I step into the pool.
我告诉各位，那一个懦弱怯弱的我不见了。
Amen. The weak inner me disappeared.
走到受浸池里。
And I walked down into the pool.
站定了。
I stood there.
突然我觉得好像有什么在看我。
Suddenly I felt someone is watching me.
我想那一定是主。
I figure it must be the Lord.
利用这个机会。
So,
抬起头来。
I look up.
睁大眼睛。
With my eyes wide open.
想把主看清楚。
I want to take a good look at my Lord.
你看到了吗？
Was I able to see him?
我什么也没有看到。
I saw nothing.
我真的什么也没有看到。
Indeed, I didn't see anything.
睁大了眼再看。
I tried it again.
还是看不见。
I still couldn't see him.
突然之间呢
？Suddenly.
我觉得我眼皮很重。
I feel my eyelids become so heavy.
不是疲倦哦。
Not that I was tired.
我前一天晚上要受尽，心里很兴奋，睡得很好啊。
I actually had a very good sleep the night before because I was so excited about to be baptized the next day.
可是我的眼皮非常沉重。
For some reason, my eyelids become so heavy.
睁不开眼。
I couldn't open my eyes.
我把眼睛闭上。
So I closed my eyes.
我看到。
Then I was able to see.
我看到一个无形的面貌。
I saw this invisible face.
我也听到了。
And also I heard.
我听到一种没有声音的语言。
I heard a language that's without sound.
应该是主吧。
I believe that was the Lord.
突然之间。
And suddenly.
我觉得我全身好脏啊。
I felt that I was such a filthy person.
像什么你们知道吗？
Do you know how I feel?
像掉到泥巴里又爬了起来，太阳晒过，厚厚的一层。
It's like I fell into the mud pit and then climbed out, and after sunshine, it's all dried and stayed on me.
内心啊，身体里面就像腐烂了一样。
And my heart was like a corrupted piece of thing.
然后一个很严肃又温柔的声音。
And I heard this very solemn but very gentle sound, a voice.
不是 voice， 没有声音的语言。
It's a sound I heard, but it's a language without sound.
跟我说。
Speaking to me.
你回来了。
You're back.
我当时眼睛睁不开。
I couldn't open my eyes.
我觉得我的前面好像是摆了一本这么厚的大字典。
To me, there seems to be a thick dictionary placed in front of me.
里面写满了我的罪状。
Inside which is full of all the accusation against me.
我根本不敢翻开来看。
I dare not even open it up.
但是我全认了。
But I admit these are all my sins.
我全认了。
I acknowledge these are mine.
我不得不低下头。
I had to bow my head.
祈求主。
And ask the Lord.
赦免我的罪吧。
To forgive me of my sin.
接下来扑通一声就掉到水里。
The next I knew I was in the water completely.
我真的搞不清楚怎么掉下去。等一下我要问梁弟兄。
I didn't know what happened to me. I need to find out from Brother Leon.
但是进入水中的那一瞬间。
But that very second when I was immersed into the water.
我感觉到时间是停止。
I felt the time stopped.
怎么从水里起来我也不知道。
I don't even remember how I got out the water.
我站了起来。
I stood up in the water.
我等一下还要问梁弟兄。
I need to find out again from Brother Leon, how did I get up from the water?
但是我听到梁弟兄在那边说
But then
文超弟兄啊
the voice
主已经赦免你的罪
Brother Wen,
从今以后
forgiven your
在主的家庭里好好的听主的话
listen to the Lord,
做一个乖宝宝好好学习吧
Be a good child in the house of the Lord
你已经得救了别站着受浸池赶快出去后面还有八位弟兄要 等着受浸
就是
讲了这么长
is,
对不对又快又长不好翻译对不起
It is done and there's still eight more people waiting to be baptized so get out of here
我就走出受浸池
So I walk out the pool and I walk out the chapel
阳光洒在我身上
The sun shine on me
感觉到无比的感恩跟喜乐。
I was filled with thankfulness and joy.
受浸袍是很厚的。
You know the robe was pretty thick.
可能是怕冬天有人受浸感冒。
Maybe it was for the sake when the weather is cold.
吸满了水。
And it was fully absorbed with water.
穿在我的身上，205磅的身上。
It was on me, someone always over 200 pounds.
可是一点都不重。
But I don't feel it was heavy at all.
I feel like a birdie, I can fly.
我觉得像只鸟一样，好像快要飞起来了。
走回更衣室，换了衣服。
I went back to the bathroom and I changed.
又回到聚会所里。
And returned to the sanctuary.
大家都很高兴。
Everybody was rejoicing.
每个人都跟我道贺，跟我全家道贺。
Everybody came to congratulate me and my family.
跟我说生日快乐。
And they say happy birthday.
很久没过生日，真像个生日 party.
It really felt like a birthday party to me.
献花的献花。
Okay.
照相的照相。
The picture.
一片欢乐。
It was just full of joy.
一片混乱。
And also quite chaotic.
你推我挤。
There are so many people, so kind of push each other around.
可是那一瞬间,
and in that instance,
我心里好像有一点心事,
I felt something bothers me.
但是一片混乱, 我也没去想它。
But because it was so quite chaotic, so I didn't figure it out what happened to me.
混乱完毕, 大家都回去了。
And after the chaotic gathering, we all returned home.
我开着车子在路上,
I was driving.On the way home with my family,
心中一点点的心事开始扩大了。
And that little thing started to expand.
我想到了什么？
What does it mean to me?
我想到跟我们同一天受浸的 Ada 姊妹。
I thought about our dear sister Ada who were baptized the same day.
我知道 Ada 姊妹在信主的过程中有着不少的困难。
I knew in her journey of faith there was a lot of difficulties.
今天他也归了主。
On the same day she was baptized.
他回到家。
When she returned home.
怎么办呢？
What was her story?
我从来没有跟 Ada 姊妹交通过。
I never had personal fellowship with Ada.
从来没有讲过一句话。
We never even conversed before.
刚才跟她才说了一声你好。
Today is my first chance greeting her by saying, how are you?
主的家庭就是这么神奇。
And this is so marvelous to be in the house of God.
自主地去关怀每一个人。
You cannot help but care for others.
每一个人也都会关怀你。
And same way others to you.
我们请艾达姊妹站起来。
Ada,
我们再给艾达姊妹一个祝福。
Can you stand up so we can bless you?
祈求我们的主给艾达姊妹更多的智慧跟勇气，在主的道路上坚强地走下去。
We pray the Lord give you more courage and wisdom so that you can proceed on this journey of faith.
回到家。
When I returned home,
比今天还兴奋。
I was more excited than what I am now.
我像一个过动儿一样在家里走来走去。
I was like a hyperactive child, just walking around, pace back and forth, could not stop.
很兴奋。
I was so excited.
全家都受浸了，都得救了，怎么能不兴奋呢？
So, how can I not be excited? My whole household was saved.
Amen. 心血来潮。
And then,
把我们Patty姊妹找过来。
I invited Patty over.
我说 Patty 啊，我们今天全家都归了主。
I said, dear Patty, we have been all baptized into the Lord today.
从今以后。
From this day and on.
我叫你 Patty 姊妹啊。你叫我 Gary 弟兄啊。
I will call you sister Patty, and you call me brother Gary.
Patty 没有回答我。
Patty did not reply.
看了我一眼。
She looked at me.
觉得。Gary 啊，你今天归了主，是不是有什么问题啊？
She was wondering, is anything wrong with you after you're baptized?
以前我们是夫妻。
We used to be husband and wife.
怎么现在兄弟姊妹起来了？
How come we now become brother and sister?
我就想到我们在1987年刚结婚不久的时候。
Then I remember one thing happened in 1987, and shortly after we got married.
有一天啊，我接到一个电话在家里。
I remember somebody called us at home.
请问王太太在不在？
As for Mrs. Wong,
我说没这个人，你打错了。
I said there's no such person, wrong number.
放下电话以后，没有糟糕，这样家里还真多了一位王太太。
And I realized, oh yeah, there is a Mrs. Wong in my house.
1990年代的初期
，In early 1990,
我经常需要到中国大陆去出差。
I had to go to China frequently due to business.
有的时候啊，要在那边住一段时间。
Sometimes I even have to stay there for a period of time.
时间长了，讲话起来遣词用字也变成当地话。
And because I stay there quite long, so I start to pick up their slang.
回到家叫我们拍地姊妹爱人。
So when I return home, I call her lover.
有的时候为了好玩，叫她爱人同志。
Sometimes I say lover 同志。
她听了很高兴啊。
And she liked that.
这是爱嘛。
Because there's the word love.
怎么到了2008年4月13号 受了浸就变成兄弟姊妹了呢？
Now how come I call her sister after we're baptized this year?
我们还没有受浸的这个福音朋友们，尤其是我们的姊妹们。
And for ladies who sit among us, you have not been baptized.
我告诉你们，如果你们的先生或者爱人还没有信主，大胆的向他传福音。
If your husband has not believed in the Lord, be bold to share with him the gospel.
他信了主以后啊。
Once he believed in the Lord.
不管是爱人也好。
No matter you are his lover.
弟兄姊妹也好。
Or he becomes your brother or sister.
我给你保证，他们绝对比以前更爱你。
I can guarantee you one thing.
更爱你的家人。
They will love you more than before and love your family more than before.
就这样，我像一个过动儿，那天在家搞了一天。
That day, for the rest of the day, I was so hyper in my household, in my house.
等到我们方修姊妹打电话给我说，我们晚上全家出来吃个饭吧，庆祝一下。
And the Melody called and says, "Why don't we go out for dinner and celebrate tonight?"
我已经累瘫躺在床上。
I was exhausted.
太兴奋。
Because the excitement of the day.
以上就是我受浸当天的感受。
So this is the feeling I had on the day of baptism.
下面我要讲一点比较严肃一点的话题。
And the following, I share something a little bit more serious.
我们把这个时间推到受浸前的一个礼拜。
How about the week before baptism?
的主日。
That Sunday.
弟兄姊妹们问我。
Brothers and sisters asked me.
Gary.
Gary.
下个礼拜你要受浸了。
You will be baptized next Sunday, huh?
你准备好了吗
？Are you ready?
我的回答。
My answer was.
90%.
I'm 90% ready.
受浸没有受90%的。
There's nobody being baptized for 90%.
那剩下的10%是什么东西呢
？So what was the remaining 10% for?
一共分成两个部分。
I can divide it into two parts.
最重要的是，我真的还有5%没有准备好。
There's still 5% in me wasn't ready.
另外5%是因为。那一个礼拜受浸前的一个礼拜我们全家要到奥勒冈州回到我念书的学校去办一点事情
The other 5% was because we had to make a family trip the week right after that Sunday back to Oregon
星期六才能回来
We won't be able to return until that Saturday which is the day before baptism
我担心啊回来舟车劳累往返第二天爬不起来去受浸
I was afraid we might be too exhausted from the trip and that we won't get upearly enough to make the baptism.
所以那个 10% 一共分成两个部分一个是我担心身体第二个是我真的没准备好。
So the remaining 10% I was in doubt was because 5% of the trip and 5% was because I really wasn't ready.
这两个问题啊
These two parts
都替我解决了。
The Lord solved for me completely.
我先做一个调查。
Let me make a survey here.
我们大家坐飞机的时候经常碰到飞机误点，对不对
？We all have travel before, so when you try to get into the airplane, does it happen a lot that flight was delayed?
有的时候是还没有登机 boarding 之前就广播，本班机延迟15分、20分，请耐心等候。
Sometimes the delay occurred before the departure.
有的时候上去了以后。到了该起飞的时间，他就是不走，停在那里让你着急。
Sometimes you already boarded the plane, but the schedule was delayed, so you sit on the plane and wait.
有这种经验的人，请举手。
If you have this kind of experience, please raise your hand.
大家跟我一样啊。
A lot of people have the similar experiences.
但是，有谁碰到过飞机还没有到起飞的时候就提早飞的了？请举手。
Who has experienced that your plane actually took off earlier than the schedule?Ever? Anybody?
我去的时候
When I went there,
我在担心的舟车劳累
I was worrying we might be too tired from the trip.
结果呢
And what happened was,
比预定时间提早了10分钟登机
And we were called to board the plane 10 minutes ahead of time.
这个不稀奇
That wasn't nothing.
登机以后本来预定11点起飞的飞机
，we're supposed to take off at 11 o'clock.
10:40左右
，around 10:40,
他就广播了。
The stewardess made this announcement.
今天旅客都提早到齐了，我们提早走了。
Since everybody has aborted, let's take off now.
就这样。
It was just like that.
整个去的过程中
So on our way there,
就觉得很轻松，为什么多了三十分二三十分钟嘛
？It was very easy. We actually gained 30 some minutes.
去机场租车的地方取车子。
And we went rent a car.
然后从波特兰市开到那个小城叫做 Corvallis 要两个小时，也不会超速，也不会紧张了。
And then it took about 2 hours to travel from Portland to our destination.
轻松愉快。
We were so relaxed because we were under no pressure time.
一次不算奇迹。
And if we only have one experience like that, it wasn't a miracle.
回来的时候。
On our way back.
飞机没有提早起飞了。
The plane did not take off earlier.
但是它提早到达。
But they arrived earlier.
两个小时的飞行时间，他居然给我提早了15分钟到达。
It was a two-hour flight, but the flight time was shortened by 15 minutes.
更奇妙的是
，And what's even more interesting?
从 Hollywood Burbank 机场
，was from Burbank Airport.
回到 Walnut， 要经
Walnut，
星期六的下午
，It was Saturday afternoon.
要经过 I-5、I-10。
We have to go through I-5 and I-10.
高速公路那天好像没有什么车。
For some reason, there wasn't a lot of cars on the freeway.
轻松愉快就到家了。
Very easily, we arrived home.
糟糕。
I said, uh-oh.
明天一定要起来去受浸了。
Then I have no excuse that I can't get up tomorrow.
这个 5%.
So that took care of 5%.
轻而易举的就替我解决。
Easily dealt with by the Lord.
剩下的 5%.
And how about the remaining 5%?
我还没有准备好。
That was, I was not ready.
回到学校。
I remember in the week we back to Oregon, back to our school.
顺便提一点，我回去申请我的毕业证书。
I went back to reapply for my graduation certificate.
我的毕业证书在台湾被别人偷了。
Because unfortunately, that certificate was stolen in Taiwan.
好，到了学校，办好这个申请，重新申请毕业证书的手续，也很顺利。
So I finished the submission of the application.
我就牵着我们家的小 Michael.
So, went and I held my little Michael
去见我当年的指导教授
to see my advisor when I was in grad school there.
在我的心里
in my heart
还保留着二十年前他英姿焕发的样子
and his image was like something that used to be the handsome professor 20 some years ago.
岁月不饶人啊
But surely that wasn't the truth.
当我看到他
when I saw him again
两鬓的白发
and how he had gray hair.
前面掉的比我还多
and the receding line has receded much more than what I had
垂垂老矣、啊、
and he sure looked very old
我们见面不胜唏嘘、啊、我们谈的也不是当年的在专业领域上你又有什么发现我不承认、啊、这些事情
we no longer argue about your research versus my research results
我们谈的是某某教授已经退休了。
We'll talk about a certain professor has retired.
某某教授甚至于已经死了。
And certain professor has passed away.
谈的同学也不是某某同学又找到一个高薪的好工作。
And when we talk about some of the fellow students, we're not saying like what a great position he's holding somewhere else.
我们谈的是某某同学又有什么样的病痛。
We talk about what kind of sickness this fellow student had.
真是岁月不饶人。
And we all feel that we are surely aged.
即使他今天已经做到了副校长。
Even though this my advisor has become vice principal of the university.
已经没有当年的英姿焕发的样子。
He has lost all his ability and his ambition.
心中非常的感伤。
And we both feel kind of sad.
见完了指导教授，我牵着小 Michael 的手。在校园里晃荡着。
And after seeing the professor, we stroll around on campus.
又想到受浸这件事儿。
Again, the thought of baptism came into my mind.
我就问小 Michael.
So I asked little Michael.
你信主吗
？Do you believe in the Lord?
他说我信。
He said yes.
你要受浸吗
？Do you want to be baptized?
他说要。
Yes.
我问了三遍。
I asked him three times.
孩子不耐烦了。
And he got very
你怎么老问我一样的问题？我不是早就告诉你了吗
？He got very impatient. He said, "Didn't I tell you three times already?"
我在想，这孩子儿，这小儿子比我还坚强啊，这得了
？And he had a stronger, tough mind than I have.
那个时候，我还是没有决定要受浸。
Even that, I wasn't ready yet.
走在校园里。
We were walking on campus.
二十年前，看到二十年前的景象，这是会触景伤情。
You look at the campus where you used to stay 20 some years ago, you cannot help but have some kind of feelings.
我想得更远。
And then we thought even more.
我想到五十年前。
I thought about 50 years ago.
我五岁的时候。
When I was 5.
我母亲把我送到教会办的幼儿园。
My mother sent me to this Christian daycare, sorry, preschool.
我就有机会接近主。
I had a chance to come to know the Lord.
听了一整年的福音故事。
I heard all the gospel stories for about a year long.
临到受浸的时候。
And when it's time for a kid to be baptized.
我拒绝。
I refused.
初中。
And when I went to junior high,
也练了两年的教会学校。
I went to a church junior high school for 2 years.
早晨去听福音。
Every morning we have chapel.
唯一的目的。
The only purpose.
可以不要早自习。
Is that I don't have to go to the early review session.
临到受浸的时候。
When it's time again for students to be baptized.
我又拒绝了。
I rejected again.
就这样。我的灵在荒野中飘荡了五十年。
And just like that, I wander around in the wilderness for 50 years.
五十年。
For 50 years long.
半个世纪。
That's half of a century.
在这个半个世纪中。
And in that half a century.
主其实对我是不弃不离。
The Lord never forsake me.
举两个例子。
For example, I give you 2 examples.
这就是我当时想到而坚定我受浸的原因。
And these 2 examples occur to me again and affirm my heart to be baptized.
这是真正的两个例子。
They are 2 true experiences.
1985年。
1985.
年初的时候。
In the beginning of 1985.
我从台湾来到了美国洛杉矶。
I came to Los Angeles from Taiwan.
在洛杉矶的机场下了飞机以后举目无亲。
And once I got out of the airport, I really had no friends here.
真的一个亲朋好友都没有。
I don't have a single friend in Los Angeles.
大家也许很好奇这样你来干什么。
And, you may be curious then, why do you come to Los Angeles?
一点题外话下个月是母亲节了。
Next month is Mother's Day. Mother's Day falls in next month.
请大家不要忘记你们该做的事。
Please do not forget what you should do.
因为我来美国的原因背后有一个悲惨，但是也有一个故事，也有一个坚强的母亲。
And the reason why I came here was because of something very sad happened, but also because I have a very strong mother.
明年的母亲节，如果大家还愿意，我来跟各位分享那个故事。
If God wills, I will share that story with you next Mother's Day.
好。我在洛杉矶下了飞机举目无亲。
So I arrived in LAX and had no friend here.
跑到了 downtown 的 Wilshire Boulevard 跟 Vermont Avenue 那个地方找了一个小旅馆把自己安顿下来。
So I settled down in a little hotel located in west of Los Angeles.
第二天开始找工作。
And I started to look for a job next day.
非常的不顺利。
Of course, it wasn't easy at all.
一天一天的过去。
Day after day, I was looking.
钱快花光了。
All my money are almost depleted.
有了一个面谈的机会。
Finally, I had a chance to be interviewed.
是在格兰德尔附近的一个电子工厂。
It's a manufacturer in Glendale.
那几乎是我最后的一个机会。
That, you could say that was my last chance here.
从我初中无心的祷告到1985年我在做了第二次的祷告。
And you know, in my life, I can remember I prayed once when I was in junior high, and that night, 1985 was another chance I prayed for the second time.
无助啊。
Because I was so helpless.
我就说。
So I said, Lord.
主啊，这是我背水一战，你一定要帮我一把。
You have to help me because this is my very last chance to stay here.
就是这么简单的一个祷告。
My prayer was just that simple.
我就去面谈了。
So I went for the job interview.
先讲一点题外话哈。 这个是
Let me sidetrack a little bit.
这个是我去年夏天开发出来的一个叫做 Sky Navigator 啊，这个东西的用处是它可以对着天上的天空的星星哈，你看准了以后，这边有一个按键按一下，这边的 LCD 的显示幕就会显示出这个星星的图形，这边有个耳机会告诉你这个星星叫什么名字，介绍它的历史。
哇，
这是一个 educational 的玩具。
Okay, this is an educational toy. It's called Sky Navigator, and something he designed last year. You can aim at a star in the sky, and the minute you aim at it, it will appear on the LCD screen. And then if you listen to the information inside, it will tell you what's the name of the star and its whole history.
去年夏天呢、啊、
So last summer,
在发展的过程中
when I was developing this product,
这里面的 GPS 接收讯号一直不好。
The GPS inside did not have good reception.
这个不重要。
That's not important.
我们一共四个工程师加上我花了半年的时间勉强的解决掉。
And five engineers, including myself, try our best to solve the problem. We sort of solved it, but not perfect.
不是我们的技术不好。
It's not that we did not have the good skill.
因为那个问题实在太困难。
But because the challenge was just too big.
所以花了那么多时间找到一个 basic solution.
So we spent so much time, finally we got a basic solution.
可是在1985年，一个比这样简单解决但是很困难发现的问题，我只花了五秒钟就解决了。
But in 1985, I was able to solve a problem which is much tougher than this. However, I was able to solve it within 5 seconds.
刚才不是说我去面谈吗？最后一个机会，我请求主，你一定要救我，背水一战，不然我要收拾铺盖回台湾了。
I was talking about how I pray, ask the Lord to help me out in this final chance to be interviewed.
开始 interview 了。
And during the interview, when we first started,
英文很不好。
Of course, my English was not good.
他问我什么问题，我也没有完全听懂。
I could not fully comprehend the questions.
回答的更是乱七八糟。
And not to mention how I replied them.
所以面谈的状况非常的不好。
So I can say our interview didn't go well at all.
这个面谈的人啊就说好了，今天的面谈到此结束。
And the interviewer concluded the interview by saying, okay, we'll end our discussion here.
我送你到公司的门口。
Let me walk you out.
意思就是说你滚吧。
Means goodbye.
当然他是个很好心的人。
He was a very kind man.
他说顺便我带你从工厂里面这样走过去看一下。
So、on our way out, I will take you on the route to see the manufacturing.
反正没指望了，不要说走工厂，走厕所我也愿意啊。
I'm willing to go anywhere with him at that point.
因为我尿急那时候想上完厕所好回家。
I need to go to bathroom at a time.
走过现工厂，经过一个线路板的老化实验的测试站的时候
On our way out, we passed by this printing circuit board testing place.
正在做测试的这个老化实验的这个线路板啊，它上面的指示灯亮了。
And I saw there's a warning light went on about the testing process.
表示那一块线路有问题。
Means there's a problem with the particular section of the circuit.
这个面谈我的人就习惯的，那个时候有一群人在那边啊讨论什么问题，因为我英文不好，也没听懂他们说什么。
And there's a group of people gathering around that line discussing the problem because my English wasn't good enough, I could not understand what they were saying.
那面试我这个主管就顺手把那一块线路板拿起来看。
And the guy who interviewed me pick up the board and look at it.
想要发现问题。
Trying to figure out what's wrong.
结果我站在旁边
，and I stood next to him，
45度角看下去
，and from my angle which was 45 degree，
两秒钟看到了问题
，in 2 seconds I figured out the problem，
另外三秒钟我把问题解决了
，and another 3 seconds， the following 3 seconds I come up with the idea to solve that problem，
不是我看到
，it is not I who was able to see the problem，
我的祷告有效了
，because God has answered my prayer。
是主的眼睛替我看到的。
It was the Lord's eye that saw it for me.
你不得不信。
I had to believe.
在座的有这方面的先进们。
And a lot of people that are more knowledgeable than me.
一个线路板上有所谓的很多的焊点。
And there are many points on the circuit board.
我今天带了一个小的，不是当年那一块啊。
I brought an example.
因为这么小一块，当年那一块有这个最起码十倍大。
And the board we were looking at about 10 times of this size.
大家看看这上面亮晶晶的每一个点都是一个焊点。
Look at every spot you can see that shining. That's a point you can 焊是什么
？Soldering.
You can soldering. You can solder.
你看不见的，因为太小了。
Actually, it's hard to see with our naked eyes. It's too small.
尤其有一种现象叫做冷焊现象 ，cold soldering.
Especially in the case of cold soldering.
这个 cold soldering 就有点像一个人一样。
It's like a human body.
看起来都一样。它里面不好，肉眼是看不出来的，看出来几乎是看不出来，看出来的几率比你买中 lottery 还低。
It's just like you look at every human sitting here. We all look fine, but some of us may have sickness inside. And same thing with this. It look fine from our outward appearance, but not.
有这个十倍大，有上千个这样的点。
And the board they were looking at is 10 times of this size have over 1,000 points.
我怎么会一眼就看到了
？How could it be possible I can detect the problem in one just two seconds?
我顺手拿起落铁 ，touch up 了一下它，哎，就好了。
So I immediately pick up a tool and touch up on it, and it was fixed just like that.
主考官站在我的旁边。
And the guy who interviewed me.
他也知道这不是你的技术。
He knew I didn't just do it out of my skill.
但是他拍拍我的肩膀。
But he pat me on my shoulder.
Hey, you are a lucky guy.
You are a lucky guy.
就这样，我得到那个工作。
So I got the job.
得到了工作。
And after I was hired.
有了收入。
I had income.
买了车。
I got a car.
绿卡公司也帮我办了。
And a company helped me to get the green card.
好不得意啊
！I was so happy.
把感谢主的事儿早就忘掉。
And I totally forgot to give thanks to the Lord.
每到周末开着车到处乱逛。
And every Saturday and Sunday I would just drive around have fun.
吃喝玩乐。
And just have a lot of fun eating and drinking and playing.
好不得意啊
！I was so happy.
好堕落。
But I was also so fallen.
就在这个时候。
And right around that time,
主又给了我一个教训。
The Lord taught me a lesson.
主的教训像什么
？What does His lesson look like? Feel like?
主给我的教训。
The lesson He taught me.
像我们中国功夫里面的太极拳。
Was like the Chinese martial art.
Okay. 柔中带劲。
It seems to be gentle, but there is strength.
打在你的心上。
And we.Knock right onto your heart.
今天还在痛。
And even till this day, it still hurts.
信了主，我更不敢了。为什么？万一哪天主再给我一个教训，我恐怕受不了啊。
And now I'm a child of God. I dare not to challenge Him anymore.
那是一个礼拜天的早晨。
One Sunday morning.
也就是四月份。
Also in April.
好像就是在这一两个礼拜的这个日期。
It's right around this time of the year.
早晨起来，太阳普照。
That morning,
心情非常的好。
I got up, the sun was shining, I feel so great.
那时候我不会去聚会的啦。
Of course, I did not have the habit of go to church.
我走到附近的公园 ，downtown 那边一个公园里。
I went to a park in downtown area.
一个卖 taco 的小摊子上，买了一份 taco， 一杯咖啡，准备享受我好美好的早餐呐。
And I saw this little vendor selling tacos, so I got tacos and coffee and just try to enjoy a great breakfast.
一份 taco 有两个。
Of course, an order of taco, they're composed of two tacos.
我就开始吃起来。
So I start munching on my first taco.
而且年轻气盛，美好的早晨，心里想着下午要去哪里玩。
And I was young and vibrant, and so I was thinking, I was planning about what to do in the afternoon.
突然
，Suddenly，
旁边的桌子坐了一个流浪汉。
There was this homeless guy sitting next to me on the next table.
头发这么长
，His hair was so long，
全身脏兮兮
，and he was very filthy, smelly。
他在看着我
，He looked at me。
他看我手上的 taco。
He was looking at my taco。
我当时的心里
，And at that time，
我哪有那么伟大
I wasn't generously enough to share with him my tacos.
You screw up me such a beautiful breakfast.
我觉得他破坏我美好的早餐时光。
剩下了一个 taco， 还有半杯没有喝完的咖啡，丢到垃圾桶里，掉头走人。
I was so upset, so I threw away the other taco and unfinished coffee, and I walked away.
心里还挺觉得窝囊的。
I feel very upset.
走到公园的另外一边的角落坐下来。
So I went to the other side of the park and sat down.
看到公园旁边来了一辆卡车。
Then I noticed a truck drove by.
在那边发救济品。
And people are there passing out eating material, food material.
在当趟的公园里，一大堆的流浪汉在那边领。
And you see a lot of homeless guys lined up to receive those goods.
我就坐在那里欣赏穷人抢食物的样子。
And I just sat on the side and just enjoying seeing them trying to get the food.
一个 homeless person.
Suddenly, a homeless person
领的东西装在一个黑色的塑胶袋里，扛在肩膀上。
He got this black bag and then put a lot of goods from that truck and he carried on his back and walked toward me.
问我现在几点钟了?
And he stopped by me and says, what time it is?
拿起手表, 10:30.
I told him, 10:30.
这位老兄掉头就走。
And then he kept on walking.
突然又回来了。
And suddenly he turned around.
他打开了他的袋子。
And he opened up his bag.
拿出一袋他刚刚领到救命的面包要跟我分享。
And he take out a loaf of bread, want to share with me.
他要送给我。
He wanted to give it to me for free.
当然我没有接受。
Of course, I did not receive it.
他收起袋子就走了。
So he closed up his bag and walked again.
Suddenly, 我心里感觉到。
And suddenly I felt.
怎么回事啊?
What happened here?
五分钟以前
，Just five minutes ago，
一个流浪汉
，A homeless came to，
看着我在吃 taco，
Look at my taco，
我还剩下了一个 taco 跟半杯没有喝完的咖啡，我丢在垃圾桶里不给他。
And I was so stingy, I even threw away the taco and the remaining cup of coffee without giving to him.
五分钟之后
，But five minutes after，
有另外一个流浪汉拿了刚刚领的救命的救济物资要来送给我。
Another homeless person。Was generously to generously offering what he needed the most to share with me.
我是什么东西啊?
What kind of person I am?
在人家肮脏的外表里面，有这么善良的一颗心。
But they are beautiful inside.
我穿戴整齐。
I dress up nicely.
还有手表。
I even own a watch.
但是我内心。多么的龌龊
But my heart was so dirty.
这一个教训
And that lesson.
从那次以后，不管你是高是矮，是胖是瘦，你有钱没钱，你的知识水平是高还是低，你受的教育高跟低，你住的房子大跟小，我都一视同仁。不敢再有任何轻视的意思。
I learned to treat everyone equally, regardless your social status.
我当时走在校园，又想到这件事。
And this thing occurred to me again when I was walking in the campus in Oregon.
五十年流浪在荒野里。
I have wasted 50 years in the wilderness.
其实主对我是不弃不离啊。
I have to admit the Lord has never forsaken me.
五岁不要受尽拒绝了。
I reject him at the age of five.
初中二年级又拒绝了。
And I reject him again during the second year of a junior high school.
其实我还是主的羊圈里的一只羔羊。
Regardless, I'm still his sheep of his fold.
只是我自己跟主的承诺最重要的一个章节就是受浸，我自己没有去完成这个手续啊。
And the problem remains on me because I have not commit myself to be baptized.
豁然开朗。
And I suddenly realized that.
匆匆忙忙全家跑回洛杉矶。
Therefore we rushed back to Los Angeles.
感谢主，飞机提早到达，回到家轻松愉快，洗好澡，准备明天去受浸。
I was so happy we arrived home earlier and got everything ready for the next day.
这就是我怎么样决定最后的5%把它克服掉。
This is how I overcome the remaining 5%.
受浸的当天，刚才已经报告过了。
And I shared with you how I felt the day when I was baptized.
不再重复。
So I will not repeat it again.
上个就是刚刚这个礼拜二。
In the last the Tuesday we just passed last Tuesday.
梁弟兄说 ，Gary 弟兄啊，下个礼拜主日你要做见证。
Timothy said, Gary, would you like to give your testimony next Sunday?
我当时拒绝了。
My first reaction is, oh no.
回到家一想。
And I returned home.
有机会服侍主。
I thought, you know, if I have a chance to serve the Lord.
不应该拒绝啊。
I should not reject it.
但是我可能下个礼拜要回台湾去了。
But I plan to fly back to Taiwan.
怎么办呢？
In a week or two, so what should I do?
硬起头皮跟梁弟兄讲，就今天吧。
And originally he arranged me to speak next Sunday, but because I need to fly back sometime next week to Taiwan, so I called him back and said, how about I just share this Sunday?
礼拜五在普佑弟兄家聚会完了。
On Friday, we went to Brother Lee's house.
回到家。
And after the meeting, I went home.
我就开始想。
I started to think.
从来什么是见证啊？要说什么、
What should I say in my testimony?
好吧，就把过去五十年老账点点滴滴跟大家报告一遍。
Why don't I just go through every detail of my 50 years of wandering in life?
但是一个见证总要有一个结论吧。
However, I know you need a conclusion for any testimony.
就好像我们在做一个 technical paper, 最后要有一个 conclusion.
Just like when you write a paper, you have to have a conclusion at the end.
Patty 姊妹跟小 Michael 都睡着了。
And my wife Patty and my son Michael fell asleep at night.
我还是想不出来。
I still couldn't figure out what to say.
我突然想起我们的姊妹跟兄弟们教导我，你祷告啊。
And then suddenly I was reminded by people's advice that you should pray.
我就祷告。
So I prayed.
主啊。
Lord.
要我见证。
You want me to
testify? 讲陈年往事不难呐。
It's not hard to talk about my life.
但是这个结论是什么、
But what is the conclusion about this?
主没有告诉我。
The Lord did not tell me then.
我想我的诚心不够。
I thought maybe I wasn't like sincere enough.
我就拿出一本全新的笔记本、
So、
放在桌子上。
I found a brand new notebook.
我的牛脾气又来了。
And I was
我又祷告。
So I persisted on.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
你告诉我，我一个字一个字把它写下来，好不好啊
？Why don't you just tell me, and I promise I will write it down word for word.
见证的结论，我不会，我就拿出来照念就是了嘛。
Even though I'm not good at telling the conclusion, but if you tell me, I will just read out loud what you said.
祷告着。
So I prayed.
仿佛又听到主那没有声音的言语。
Again, I felt that. Again, I heard His voice that without sound.
主说
The Lord said,
傻孩子，你想要的东西，这个见证的结论怎么定义？我们沈弟兄好像三个礼拜以前不就是在这个地方告诉你了吗？
You're trying to figure out the conclusion of your testimony. Didn't Brother Shen actually had a similar statement about 3 weeks ago in church?
大家也如果沈弟兄六十岁，也许忘记他讲的什么。
Brother Shen is about 60 years old. He might have forgotten what he said 3 weeks ago.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们不应该忘。
But for the rest of us, we are younger. We should still remember.
突然大彻大悟，赶快振笔疾书写下来了。
It suddenly dawned on me what he said, so I was able to write.
我们各位福音朋友们。
My dear friends,
我们每天醒来以后，忙忙碌碌的一天。
Let me ask you, every day you open your eyes, starting the day, go through a very busy schedule.
我们在追求什么？
What are you trying to pursue?
很简单。
Very simple.
名利二字而已啊。
We pursue nothing but fame and wealth.
可是我们的灵在荒野中流荡着。
But the problem is our soul life wanders in this desert of the world.
在寻找。
We are seeking.
寻找什么？
What are we trying to find?
就是三个礼拜以前，沈弟兄在这边说的一句话。
Actually, the answer is the sentence or statement made by Brother Shen 3 weeks ago.
我听到了。
I heard his words.
神叫沈弟兄说出来给我听的。
God spoke to me through our brother.
六个字而已。
There are 6 words in Chinese.
我只写了六个字啊。
And I only write down 6 words as my conclusion.
我们的灵在荒野中寻找的就是真理、生命和道路。
While we're looking back and forth in the wilderness, is look for life, truth, and way.
他就是我们的主。
And it's our Lord.
他就是我们的主。
And it is our Lord.
真理。生命和道路。
For he is the life, he is the truth, and he is the way.
我找到了。
And I have found it. Amen.
我全家都找到了。
My entire family has found it.
我全家都得救了。
My entire household is saved.
福音朋友们。
My dear friends.
那你呢？
How about you?
只要你寻找。
As long as you seek,
你就会得到。
You will find.
祝福你。
May God bless you.
借主基督。
Through Jesus Christ. Amen.
谢谢各位。
我们再鼓掌，感谢主。
Let's give God a hand for what he has done in our brother's life.
我们弟兄还有许许多多的故事，以后可以再跟大家来分享。
We know our brother still has a lot more stories to share. Maybe, if God wills, we do that in the future.
他讲到他过去怎么样，曾经迷失，但是今天被主寻回来了。
He talked about how he was lost, but God has brought him back home.
的确，人子来为了要寻找拯救世上的人。
Yes.The Son of God has come to seek and find those who are lost.
当时我们真的知道说我们若是没有主，我们在世界上不过是一个失丧的。
You know, without the Lord, you and I are nothing but lost ones.
是迷失的。
We are lost.
在马太福音18:12里面告诉我们。
In Matthew 12:18.
他讲到说一个人若有100只羊。
They talk about what do you think if a man owns 100 sheep?
有一只走迷了路。
And one of them wanders away.
就是有一只他是失丧的。
As long as there's one that wanders away.
他说你们的意思如何？
What do you think?
他岂不撇下这99只？
Will he not leave the 99 on the hills?
往山里去找那只迷失的羊吗？
And go to look for the one that wandered off.
只要有一只是迷失的。
As long as one is lost.
这个牧人他的心没有办法得着安息。
The shepherd cannot rest.
他要去把那一只寻找回来。
He has to go and find the lost sheep.
我们的主说，人子来要寻找拯救世上的人。
That's why Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost.
他不单要去寻找。
He not only just come to look for him.
他还要来拯救。
He also wants to save that.
今天我们的主为了要拯救我们。
And in order to save us.
拯救我们这些罪人。
To save us.
他必须为我们受死。
The Lord has to die for us.
他必须穿山越岭。
He has to go through up and down the hills.
为我们流出他的宝血。
He had to shed his blood.
他必须为我们付一个很重的代价。
He had to pay a great price.
他才能把我们救回来。
Then he's able to redeem us.
叫我们这些罪人。
So that us sinners.
因为我们只要愿意。
As long as we're willing.
来到主的面前。
We're willing to come to him.
我们说主耶稣，我愿意。接受你成为我的救主。
All we need to do is that, Lord, I want to accept you as my Savior.
他的宝血在我们身上永远不丧失他的能力。
And his blood will be always effective on us.
人子来要寻找拯救世上的人。
The Son of Man has come to seek and to save those who are lost.
我们主不单一直在寻找我们。
The Lord is not only continuously seeking.
他也把所有赎价为我们付清了。
He also has prepared for us the ransom.
今天他能够来拯救我们。
He's qualified to save now.
因为在2000年前，他为我们钉在十字架上。
It's all because he was crucified on the cross for us 2,000 some years ago.
因为他为每一个人人尝了死味。
Because he has tasted the flavor of death for everyone.
他一次永远完全的为我们解决了所有这些问题。
And he has completed all problems for us once for all.
今天我们的主仍然在这里寻找。
And even till today, he is still seeking.
我们的主他仍然在这里拯救。
Our Lord is still saving here.
若我们真的知道，若是我们没有耶稣基督做我们的救主。
If we truly understand without Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们只要承认说我是一个失丧的。
Then the only thing we have to do is to admit that, yes, I'm lost.
今天就是我们的机会。
Then today is our chance.
像我们的弟兄，他的全家怎么样被主寻回。
Just like how our brother and his entire household were brought back by the Lord.
只要我们愿意。
The key is willingness.
在罗马书第十章第九节、第十节。
Romans 10, 9 and 10 told us.
告诉我们说，你若口里认耶稣为主。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord.
心里信神叫他从死里面复活。
And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
他说就必得救。
You will be saved.
我们的主他已经为我们从死里面复活了。
Our Lord has been risen from the dead for us.
因为他付的赎价能够满足父神公义的要求。
Because the ransom he paid was enough for the Lord's requirement of justification.
所有神的儿女当我们的弟兄在那里做见证，他见证我们的主是活的。
Just like our brother sharing here, the Lord is alive.
主能够跟他说话。
The Lord was able to communicate with him.
主能够叫他看见在那个板上哪一个点有问题。
He was able to show him the problem on the circuit board.
主能够做人所不能做到的。
Our Lord is able to do all things.
他已经从死里面复活了。
And he is risen from the dead.
我们心里相信。
As long as we believe that.
每一位朋友，当你信的时候，你就会经历他真的是那位又真又活的。
My dear friend, as long as you believe, you will experience it.
让我们口里承认。
And also confess with our mouth.
耶稣基督他是我们的主。
That Jesus Christ is my Lord.
当我们的口说主耶稣啊。
So when we say, oh Lord Jesus.
我们承认他是我们的主。
That means we're confessing that he is my Lord.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friend.
有一件很奇妙的事情要发生。
A marvelous thing will happen.
我们的生命会有一个何等奇妙的大改变。
A great change will occur in our life.
那这个改变对我们来讲。
And this change.
超过我们心思所能够明白的。
Will surpasses our comprehension.
我们不知道我怎么就改变了。
A lot of times we're amazed, how did I change?
但是我们无论信主了多久。
It doesn't matter how many years we have become a Christian.
我们里面觉得那样的稀奇。
We always marvel.
我的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
What a great change has occurred to me.
是的，自耶稣来住在我的心里面。
Ever since Jesus came into my heart.
盼望今天早上我们当中福音朋友今天就是你的机会。
And this morning, this is your chance, my dear friend.
主正在这里寻找。
The Lord is seeking right now here.
正在这里拯救。
He's saving right now.
把所有失丧的都寻回来。
He wants to bring all those who are lost home.
只要有一只还在外面的。
As long as there's one sheep wandered off.
主的心永远没有办法得着安息。
The Lord will never rest.
有一首诗歌唱说，哦，这爱来寻我。
Just like a hymn, it says about, oh, how this love come to seek me.
主的大爱，他今天仍然在这里寻找。
It is the Lord's love that's seeking us.
寻找拯救失丧的。
He is here to seek and to save those who are lost.
哦，这血来赎我。
Oh, the blood that bought me.
他为我们将他的宝血流尽了。
For our sake, he shed completely his blood for us.
他为我们将魂生命倾倒出来。
He poured out his soul life for us.
这个满足父神所有公义的要求。
And that satisfies God's righteousness requirement.
这个血能够赎我们。
His blood can redeem.
哦，这个恩带我归他的羊圈。
Oh, the grace that brought me back to the fold.
神的拯救常常从很远很远以前。
A lot of times God's saving grace started from way back.
主的爱就一直在那里寻找。
His love has been seeking us all the days of our life.
在我弟兄的身上可能不止从他五岁开始。
Actually, in the case of Gary, maybe start even earlier than he was five.
更早的时候其实神就在那里寻找。
Even prior to that, the Lord was seeking him.
神就在那里做工。
He was working on Gary.
虽然我们的经历有多少次好像我们拒绝。
Even though we may reject him time after time.
但是我们的神他从来没有放弃。
But our Lord never gave up on us.
亲爱的朋友。
My dear friend.
今天你能够坐在这里。
The reason why you're sitting here,
绝对不是偶然的。
It is not a coincidence.
是这个爱在这里寻找。
It is the love that has come to seek you.
是这个血在这里赎我们。
It's the love, the blood that has brought you back.
是这个恩典今天要带我们归回他的羊圈。
It is grace that bring you back to his fold.
主从永远到永远，他在我们的身上所做成的工作。
From everlasting to everlasting, he is working on us.
也许就在今天，就在这个时刻。
And all the work he's doing for you, maybe today at this very moment,
只要有一个人被他寻回来。
And it's the chance someone will be brought home.
主的心何等的欢喜。
If that happens, his heart rejoices greatly.
天上有这么大的喜乐。
And there will be a great joy in heaven.
因为有一只迷失的羊被找回来。
Because a lost sheep has been brought home.
好吧，我们来唱这个副。
I sing this song together.
是在我们诗歌本是173首，我们就唱这个副歌。
It's hymn 173. This is the chorus.
请我们的姊妹为我们弹一次。
Let's listen to the melody once.
当我们在唱的时候
，When we sing this melody.
我们要邀请我们当中的朋友。
We'd like to invite friends among us this morning.
今天就是我们的机会。
That this morning is your opportunity.
主的爱在这里来寻找。
The love of the Lord is seeking right now.
你愿意相信他，接受他成为你的救主。
If you're willing to accept Jesus as your personal savior,
你可以站起来唱这首诗歌。
You can stand up and sing the song.
爱寻找了我。
For this Lord have come to seek me.
哦，宝血已经赎回了我。
The blood has brought me home.
恩典带我归回他的羊圈。
And His grace has brought me back to His fold.
我们不需要再迷失，不需要再流浪。
We no longer need to stay as lost.
今天就是我们。
Today is our chance.
我们来唱。
Let's sing it together.
哦，再来询问，哦，这些来说。流了宝血哦，在我们当中的朋友，请你站起来，接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，就在今天，就在这个时刻。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
恩待我归他羊，
请弟兄们来唱。
Brothers, sing this again.
哦，再来询问。这些来舍问，哦，这恩待我归他羊圈，奇妙恩待我归他羊圈，
亲姊妹。还有一个朋友，还有一位你是迷失的，主正在寻找你，主正在要拯救你，还要寻找拯救失丧的，请你站起来，接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。我们一起再来唱。
哦，
再来寻我。
所有愿意，所有已经得蒙救赎的神的儿女，我们都可以站起来，我们来做这样的见证。哈利路亚。我们最后一起站起来，再来唱。
Stand up together and sing the song.
又再来询问，哦，这些。
邀请在我们当中的朋友。
And I'd like to invite friends among us.
跟着我一起祷告。
To pray together with me.
我祷告一句，请你跟着我祷告一句。
If you will, please repeat after my prayer.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
是你的爱将我寻回。
It is your love that has brought me back.
是你的宝血将我赎回。
It is your blood that bought me.
是你的恩典带我归回了羊圈。
It is your grace that brought me to the fold.
我心里相信。
I believe in my heart.
神已经叫你从死里面复活。
That God has raised you from the dead.
我口里承认。
And I confess with my mouth.
耶稣基督是主。
That Jesus is the Lord.
我接受你成为我的救主。
And I accept you into my heart as my Savior.
我接受你是我的主。
And I accept you as my Lord.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
我赞美你。
I praise you.
求主一生保守我。
Please keep me all the days of my life.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 早间不只是我的弟兄在那里做见证。我们都在这里做见证。
This morning, not only our brothers testifying here, we are all here to testify.
你的爱将我们寻回来了。
How this love of yours has bought us.
你的宝血将我们买回来了。
How your blood has bought us.
使得恩典带我们归回了羊圈。
And your grace has brought us back to your fold.
我们不再做外人，不再做客旅。
We are no longer strangers or travelers.
我们乃是神家里的人。
We are now a member in the house of God.
主，我们把荣耀赞美都要归给你。
We give you all the glory and honor.
赞美我们的救主。
We praise you, Savior.
我们继续为着上个主日受浸的弟兄姊妹们来祷告。
We will continue to pray those who have been baptized last Sunday.
保守他们。
Lord, keep them.
用你的爱充满在他们的里面。
Fill their hearts with your love.
主，你亲自来栽培，来建造。
You just cultivate and you plant and you let it grow.
每一位都是神家中贵重的器皿。
Everyone is precious in your eyes.
有每一个得救的全家，我们都仰望在主的面前。
And we especially pray for those who are saved first in their household. We pray for their entire.
直到主你做成你的工作。
Until your work is done in their house.
谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. Amen.